Also, I'll call Yisrael, Shakulin Hayu Besufik. The Ra'u Lahagdin Prazim Lamukafim, Neshanisam Hayu Gadol, Shehem Iskilu B'mitzvah Tchilo, Lassos Lam Levadam Yom Tov. Lefichach, Kavu Yom Noach Shal Prazim B'yomon, V'shal Krakim Mukafim Kavu B'yom Noach Shal Shushan. Okay. So, what the Ramban is saying, his question was, how could you have Mishpat Shavah if you're dividing up Klal Yisrael and you're saying half of them are chayav on this day, and the other half is chayav on another day? Right? Mm-hmm. So his answer, if you look carefully at what he's saying, is that really they were machayav Klal Yisrael. That the gavra of chiyav is really the whole entity of Klal Yisrael as one gavra. And that gavra is roi to be magdim yom yudalad to yom tesvav. So it really is mishpat echad. It's not that Klal Yisrael is divided up that one is a chovas prazim, one is a chovas mukafim. It's one gavra of Klal Yisrael that is chayiv to demonstrate first the importance of the prazim, which was the first, which was the real danger, and then to demonstrate the kraken.
Lashon is beautiful in what you're saying.
What?
Lashon is beautiful in
what
you're saying, because he says kulam hayibasafik. That's the first part. Varo lahadim prazim mukafim shenisam hayigadol shehem hischilu b'mitzvah tchila.
That's
right. They began in the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael to start off with, but it's a mitzvah which affects all of Klal Yisrael.
Right. So you can't say it's not a problem of mishpat echad, because it's one gavra demonstrating two different phenomena. They're demonstrating the phenomenon of the prazim, which were really in danger, and which took it upon themselves first as a mitzvah, and it's demonstrating secondarily the krakim, which thought that they weren't in danger and they weren't makabel on themselves, but in fact they were in danger. So but they weren't in as much danger as the prazim. So therefore, the nace that was gadol was our barasar, and then the extra part of the nace was the mukafim.
So if it's one gavra of Klal Yisrael, wouldn't it be better for everyone to do both things?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because then you couldn't have the idea of having the prazim first.
Yeah, that's part of the demonstration.
That's part of the demonstration. That's what I said.
But you're doing it to demonstrate that the prazim did it on their own first?
Yeah. Two things. That the prazim was nisam gadol because they were in a greater sakana. And also to give them credit for taking upon themselves a chiyuv. They were all made me'atzma.
Does that mean that the krachim shouldn't have taken on the chiv on their own?
They were.
Should are you saying that the krachim really should have taken on the chiv on their own, just like the prizim?
Yeah, that's what he seems to be saying, that they weren't really so involved in the nace.
Right.
The nace didn't affect them that much. They didn't realize the nace as much. Because you could ask Akasha, what right did the prazim have to do that if they didn't really see the heter?
But the first years, you mean? The first few years?
Yeah, first few years when they accepted it.
They can't do b'tarz minhag, you mean?
That's a good answer. I mean, they did it b'tarz minhag, not b'tarz chiv.
Right.
That's good. So they deserve credit for accepting upon themselves the minute. That's the Ramban's answer. Mm-hmm.
in the having the question, it was assuming that the chova megillah is a chova on each yachid, so the chiyuv
is broken up into two groups,
but not necessarily on each yachid, but just two separate groups.
Right.
Then you have a problem.
Then you have a problem. But
if you say it's one entity and just the entity, the gav of klai, so does it some sometimes in dalan, some it will do on tezvav
to demonstrate.
Right. And that's the way Tibor is kind of met.
It's right.
It's a better piercing. He's saying it's a kiyuv.
It's a kiyuv, a separate piercing. Now, I was thinking about the question that you asked me on Tysus. Where's the Tysus again? Shafei Mari Bosanes.
Oh, it's an Avi.
Isn't it in Megillah also in the beginning?
Yeah. It might be another one there. I mean, she does for the Rashba and Rashi, that one? Rashi because Esther.
No, the sheet that is because they participated.
In the Nace. Yeah, it's Rashba and Rashi.
Yeah, I don't
know where it is in the Gila, but I can find it from Safa. I'll probably call it Ellen.
Safa?
This question is that,
I don't know if there's one in Megillah. He has one in Sota, one in Shabbos, maybe. Should I just read you the Rashba?
Yeah.
The Gemara just says...
Oh, there it is. It's on the Daf one off Megillah.
Okay.
Okay. So Taisus doesn't like it because he says Mashma Shein Telos. Who Pirushon Hayula Loma Shein Loma Shein
Shein, not
Shein Shein.
Right.
Shein Hayu Basanes. Right. So that's why he says because they were in the Xera. Okay. Okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so your question was, so what's that got to do with it?
Right.
Rashbam saying the Chayiv in Megillah because Esther was
involved
in this.
Right.
And then because you heard this in Hanukkah, they
right.
So what does it do with anything? What's the connection?
Because okay. They were the instruments of the Hashkafa.
So therefore, women are chayiv.
Well, it's a gift shevach to do that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu utilized them as a vehicle of the hashkacha.
That's
what
we said in the past.
In other words, but his question is: just because they participated, why does it make them chayiv in Kriyas Megillah?
Yeah,
Kriyas Megillah is misses as my grandma.
Sure, they don't have in. Hallel, they had to say Hallel on Pesach, I don't know. They'd blow shofar on
Shabbat.
No, I think Mendy's right, but I think what you have to say is that the Chi of Korea is the piercing that they were involved. Because really, they should be Potter. So the fact that they're Chayiv is being Mepharsim that extra point.
The Chi of itself.
The chiv itself, that's being the farce from that extra point that they were both on ice, that they participate. In other words, the chiv kriya is a part of, is an expression of piercing, it's a different chiv.
Because they should really be part there.
Right.
So if they're chayiv, why are they chayiv? Because they were involved in it.
To show that they were involved in this.
I mean, but only because of the question, really.
Right.
It should really be part because of
right.
It.
Right. That's it.
Does that
any other questions?
Question?
It's a different question.
That's a different question.
I have in Kriya and Shmiya.
Yeah.
Kriya and Shmiya. How would you define a machlagis?
where the Chayav is in Kriya or Shmiya?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were saying that to show that it's just through the piercing. So that it's only the Shmiya. That they should just, that they're a vehicle of Rovam to show what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us as an Am. But not that they're a Chayav on their own.
Right.
It's not direct, it's indirect.
It's indirect.
Yeah, so that's why they're only Chayav in the Shmiya. Set up in the way they have to fill the
mitzvah. In other words, they're only chayiv in the key and piercing. So if they listen, so they yotze the key and piercing. But it's not a maisa mitzvah. It's just piercing per se.
It's shmiya.
In other words, their chayiv is the key of piercing. So if they listen and they hear about the nais, so then they're Mekayim person.
Right.
In other words, the achiyav is a kiyam belev of person. That's the achiyav. But it's not a achiyav maisa mitzvah, because sometimes in maisa mitzvah we say that Zman Brahma is potter. But they have a achiyav of a kiyam belev of person. So that's why they're only chayav in Shmiya.
He bring down the Bahag here, that difficult sheep? The Bahag is the one who holds that a woman could read for another woman, but not for a man.
That's a different field.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but why should she be able to, if a mitzvah is simply in terms of Shmiya, then how's a Maisa Kriya, Allahic Maisa Kriya, even for another woman?
It's the same Shita?
The Bahag Shita is, or the facts are that a woman
is only Chayim Shmiya.
Well, I didn't say that. A woman can only read for another woman. She can't read for a man.
So that just says that she has a different mitzvah.
Yeah, but what's a mitzvah? If the mitzvah is just Shmiya...
No, I don't know if that's what he holds.
That's what I'm trying to understand, what he holds. Because normally, if you would hold it Shmiya, then it might then the reason would be nothing.
Yeah, you have to show... Yeah, that's right. If you're going to say it's Shmiya, so then it doesn't make any
right,
sense. They can't produce
right.
A creed.
So he obviously holds a woman's creed is different.
But why, if you say her creed is Shmiya, can't she read for herself?
It's not a chiyav.
You mean in Kriya you have Shmiya?
Yeah.
In Kriya you have Shmiya, so you have the Kiyam Shmiya. But
why?
There's no mitzvah in the Kiyam Kriya.
Right.
It's
just a mitzvah of the Kiyam Belev.
It has to be
Allah
Kriya.
Why
is
it
different than tape recording?
It is a mitzvah, just there's no chiyav for that mitzvah. She can just
listen to it. But you have to show me it's the same shita. Then you'd have Brian. His question is, it's not a kriya.
Right.
I don't get why that follows. Why? Because her chiyav is for Shmiya, does it follow that she can't do a mitzvah kriya for herself?
No, she can do it for herself.
That's what. So I say she can't be moti a man, she doesn't say kriya with him.
Not Allah Kriya, though. Or Kriya. It's not Mechayiv B'Davar.
I mean, the Shmiya has to be a Shmiya from a real Kriya, so maybe also work. Maybe also they can't live themselves.
No, he holds that a woman can reach for another woman. That's a Bahag Shita.
And the Bahag holds also it's not only
and she can't reach for a man.
But does he hold that it's Kriya Shmiya?
I don't know. He doesn't. And she can't read from man.
So that just says it's a different chiyuv.
Okay. So what is the chiyuv? That's what I want to define.
And maybe he holds it's a different chiyuv group. He could be shmeyakon on a real chiyuv.
How does that work?
But her chiyuv is really what?
Secondary level.
Level. So you can't be yotzi from her. I got to figure it out.